We're going to have these fights all over the country.
Yeah.
Over the course of the next 2 months, because there are going to be mask mandates in different areas. People are going to push back. They have the right to push back. For example, what's going to happen in Reno? Because Reno right now is in dire straits with COVID. They're much worse off than we are. What are you seeing from the mayor? Because I was reading that she might be real close to asking the city council to authorize fines, right? Remember this? We had the fines in certain places. She's going to ask them to authorize fines if they don't make progress, and those fines will be for a failure to wear masks.
Yeah, so she has to go through city council, so it has to be an ordinance. It has to be legislated, and so, rather than just as a directive, so that would be the proper protocol. I mean, this stuff's tough, man. There's I think in a large part, there's a no-win situation, but I think a lot of people in this state are going to be upset about restrictions that come their way when they see the casinos opening and visitors coming here. I mean, I just think that that's where a lot of people say, hey, man, you know, I'm willing to chip in, but we all chip in. Now, we got a bunch of visitors coming in. Who knows what they're bringing? There's no testing requirement. There's no quarantine requirement. So we have all these visitors coming in. We have all of our families working down on the strip. Are their lives worth less than my life? And then they bring it home. And what good did it do me to stay at home? And so but we also have to keep our economy going. There's no easy answers to it, but I fear that there's going to be a heck of a lot of pushback in this latest round of potential shutdown or stay at home 2.0.
Yeah, stay at home 2.0 mentioned yesterday by Governor Sisolak saying, hey, this has to work or else. What is the or else? What do we start closing? We start backing down with bars again and restaurants where it's back to 25%. Bars, the bar tops aren't open. Like, are we going to have that again? And I also wonder how businesses are going to react this time around if they just say, you know what? Screw it. We're not doing it.
Yeah.
We're not doing it. Come arrest us.
I mean, the most logical course of action, I would think, is you would see the direct reversal of how things open. So first things to close would be bars and restaurants because they're the last ones to open all the way. Then you'd work your way. Well, actually, that's not true. Some events, right, like the whatever spectators were allowed at Allegiant, all of that would go away. Any sort of event watching. Then bars and restaurants, then you work your way back in time until you get back to casinos. And yeah, I think that there's going to be a ton of pushback. And I personally don't believe that we're gonna roll it back. Even if in 2 weeks our numbers look pretty bad, I don't think that that's going to happen. Because frankly, we've already now gone to the governor has already asked this. The different departments to look at 12% more in budget cuts coming up for this session. And I mean, at some point we're going to stop being able to fund our services.
How, I mean, I from everything I've been reading, there is definitely regions, not only in the country, but also in the state of Nevada that are running out of hospital space. So, I mean, how bad, I guess, would it have to be and how much would you look at that as an indicator of whether something has to be done?
I don't know I'm no expert on this. I don't know where to draw that line. I mean, I think the worst I've heard is El Paso, right? Yeah. El Paso's they are on their fifth mobile morgue for all the dead bodies. I don't know what that answer is. I think somebody with
my dad's region. It's nice. Good to see.
Yeah.
Yeah. Disaster.
So, I mean, for me, I would take direction from the hospitals and say, what's our capacity look like, which they, of course, have been asking. In Clark County, I think the number is somewhere around 80% capacity, which it has this entire time floated somewhere between 65 and 85, depending upon staffing, and the staffing moves up and down. So we're not there, but the surge in the numbers indicate, you know, sort of to use your
lagging indicator,
the lagging indicator that the hospital stays are going to go up, and then the deaths will follow as well a couple weeks behind that. The worst case scenario is you got people being sick and you have hospitals making decisions on whose lives they can save and whose they can't. I mean, that's the nightmare scenario.
If we do, I saw the parts of New York. They put a whole bunch of things in, including everything closing at 10. But one of the big things they put in that people were upset about was gatherings of 10 or more in private residences. Like, if you make a rule like that, first of all, I think as you were indicating, a lot of these are probably wouldn't stand up to constitutional challenges. But if you make a rule like that, what is the line on how they could enforce that? Can they just go door to door and knock and be like, how many people are in here?
I guess so, but you don't have to, you certainly wouldn't have to let them in absent, like, you know, probable cause. I mean, if they watched you.
Okay, would a bunch of cars in your front yard be probable cause?
You're starting to get there, right? But I mean, if you enter the door and be like, who are all these cars? Huh, wonder if the neighbor's having a party.
You know? Yeah. I'll tell you what, it'd be a waste in my neighborhood because they'd go door to door and they'd be like, wait, there's two people in here and you've got 9 cars? Yep.
Yeah. Every house.
Yeah. Yeah. Exactly. That's not an indicator of anything.
No HOA. What we if talked you to HOAs yesterday. That's the other side of the no HOA.
If there's a ban on gatherings of more than 10, even in private residences, what if you have 9 kids?
Yeah, I mean, I just don't even think.
Wow,
just gotta get rid of
one of that.
Yeah, I don't even think it's constitutional. I don't think it's a real thing. You can't, as Governor Sisolak acknowledged yesterday, like they have the ability to affect businesses, they have ability to affect public places, but ultimately, what you choose to do at your private residence is up to you, and that he's asking for people to act responsibly. Again, I mean, I don't know how you square that peg. With the round hole of having casinos open and tens of thousands of people coming in, new people coming in on a daily basis, it's just nearly impossible.